Good morning, Dale.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day to you.
You have a favorite of the 44 men who've been president?
I like Abe Lincoln, and I'll tell you a short story. I went to John Wooden's house once in California, the famous coach. He has an entire room of Lincoln memorabilia, stuff that should be in museums, stuff that's worth thousands of dollars. And he just let me wander through there by myself. He was in another part of the house. I could have put several things in my pocket,
wow.
And I did not.
And you didn't take even one thing?
Not one thing.
Man. By the way, kind of a party trick. I know Trump is number 45, but only 44 men have been president, and this will help you win a bet, maybe. Grover Cleveland counts twice, and not because he was a big fat guy, but because he served non-consecutive terms.
Wow. Interesting. My husband's related to Taft, so there's something for
you. He was a big guy, too.
Blake Shelton played at his restaurant and performance venue, Ole Red, in Tishomingo, Oklahoma, last week. He poked fun at how wrong tabloids have been about he and girlfriend Gwen Stefani. He told the crowd, "You're very lucky tonight, because even though Gwen gave birth to twins yesterday, she is here to sing with me tonight."
Well, and they're half Bigfoot, too. Let's get that in there, too.
Yes. Oh, that's real, isn't it? Troy Gentry's widow Angela filed a lawsuit last week against the two makers of the helicopter he was riding in when it crashed last September. Angela claims manufacturers failed to make it crashworthy, leaving occupants no chance of survival in an emergency. She said they made a point to hide and deny problems that could and did cause serious personal injury and death. Miranda Lambert's trying to keep her New Year's resolution of cussing less, but says she thinks she might be failing. And finally, Old Dominion's lead singer Matthew Ramsey says career-wise, the band's just started to climb the mountain. He says the key is balancing work and home life and keeping your head on straight. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.